This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And truly, be part of the conversation. And the only way you really do that, come on, you know this, right? You've got to get involved. You got to hop on the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can also, we have a live chat room. You can talk to people that are much smarter than I am. You might find the same thing up on Facebook as well, where, you know, it's a Facebook feed, I guess. It's a live feed. So you can talk to people there and lot smarter than I in that feed as well. Anyway, I just need to get to it. Hop up to the website. You can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, been taught to be afraid of, and you don't have to. Okay, so I screwed up last night. Actually, no, I'm going to wait for the third hour. You're going to hang around for the third hour, and we'll talk about a giveaway in the third hour. So anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host again, like I said. All right, so when I saw this, I'm thinking, you know what? I think Sodom and Gomorrah has been resurrected. And now they call it the United States of America. CNN, under their health heading, they have a story about, I don't even know, it's cuckolding. Right? And the title of the story, which doesn't make it better or worse, says, can cuckolding be a positive for some couples? Well, according to a recent study, yes. Now, apparently, for some of you who may be a little more religious, what some of us call this is adultery. But, you know, that's got a negative connotation to it. So now we don't call it adultery anymore. Right? Let me read what CNN has to say about it. In our current political climate, the term cuck, short for a cuckservative, has become an insult of so-called alt-right aimed at men they view as spineless and emasculated. The slur has its roots on the concept of cuckolding, or having an adulterous partner. But according to a recent study by David Lay and writer Dan Savage, now you need to look up Dan Savage so you know who he is. Dan Savage is one that hates anything to do with conservatives. If you're a Republican conservative, he would just as soon you would drop dead, get hit by a bus, and fall off a building. He just hates any conservative whatsoever. So the acting on cuckolding fantasies can be a largely positive experience for many couples, and hardly a sign of weakness, he says. Referencing to cuckolding appears in literature as early as the 13th century, usually in the form of a male character who fear that their child has been sired by another man. Again, we used to call that cheating. We used to call that adultery. Now it's got a whole different name and term, and in some cases it seems to be somewhat acceptable. But today, however, cuckolding has become a fetishized into a powerful sexual fantasy for some men who get aroused by the idea that their romantic partner is engaging in sex activity with someone else. You know, that guy needs, he's not strong. He needs therapy is what he needs. And I know what's going to happen. Some of you are going to say, well, he doesn't own the women. No, but see, what we've lost in this country, or part of what we've lost, is commitment. We don't know how to commit to anything. Right? A woman and a man to get married, what do they commit to? They commit to be with each other, to love each other. But get past the basics, and you're growing a life together. It's not you, me, and Sam, okay? We're growing a life together. We're trying to raise children, live in a home. Not just a house with four walls, but a home. And I go back to some of you older parents and say the same thing. What have you raised? Were these kids now, and some of them are young, very young. They're coming into the world, and there's no values. Remember, I used to say that. You guys got tired of me hearing me say it. I always said to you, we are foundationless. I see the young kids today in high school. They are foundationless. There's nothing there for them to say, no, this is right. And it doesn't matter what my teacher says. And it doesn't matter what whatever group is pushing on me says. This is the right way to live your life. This is the right way to be. One man, one woman, one couple. Not outside influences. Does it make your relationship better? And the guy doesn't want you, because I know some of you ladies, the guy doesn't want you as a possession. You know, for some of you who think that it's a dictatorship in a Christian religion, a Christian marriage, it's not even close. You're wrong. You know the old, right? I mean, God took Adam's rib out of his side, made woman to be by his side, an equal. And that's where, I don't know how you guys screw this up so badly. But yeah, we apparently the U.S. is now the Sodom and Gomorrah of 2018. So, There's more and more couples who are, I won't say embracing, but they're trying to push off the stigma against this kind of thing. The numbers suggest that cuckolding, or at least thinking about it, is more common than you might imagine. For his forthcoming book, Tell Me What You Want, The Science of Sexual Desire and How It Can Help Improve Your Sex Life. You know what? Xander's going to join us in the next hour. I mean, the next break. I don't understand any of this. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 855-715-7311, 855-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, that you're on the air with me, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the whole conversation. Because I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. The Xander Gibb joins me every week. I always enjoy, and I know you guys do too, because you send me emails saying, when's he going to be on again? All right, I know, you're waiting for him, you're not waiting for me, I get it, all right, let's just bring him on and get it over with. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. You guys, you know, they were so excited to hear from you last week, Xander, I almost felt like just handing the mic to you and leaving. I mean, they probably wouldn't have missed me at all.
Oh, it's so good to be back, but I think they would miss you, Joe, and, you know, They're just waiting for me to, you know, start to have that hour before you or a couple of hours before you. And then they wait around, they get a cup of tea, and then they wait for your show.
Wait a minute, a cup of tea? I don't deal with people drinking tea. Seriously?
How dare you? I'm half British. I've got to drink tea. It's part of the British.
I'm teaphobic because of what you guys did to us in Boston, you know, at the tea party. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right?
Tipping into Boston Harbor is not the way to, you know, use tea or drink tea. It really isn't. But
God. I know you don't think about it. Technically, you're in the arms of the enemy, right? I mean, seriously, if you want to think about it from an American point of view, that is.
Yeah, I don't know where I am until someone opens their mouth. And you know, my head is, you know, I've lived in back in the States for like 15, 16 years. And so then I come back to the UK and my head is like, you know, I hear these words and I'm like, no, that's not what it's called. It's this. And so it's very frustrating.
Hey, all right. So you know how we always have to talk about food at the beginning of the hour.
We do.
It's just what it is. Somebody the other night was talking about blood sausage, and I don't know anything about English food other than I've been told it's very bland, but I don't know. But they were talking about blood sausage, and they said, no, they call it that because it's really made with blood.
It is.
Oh.
But the most common vernacular for blood sausage is called black pudding. And no, don't write in and say it's racist. That is actually what it's called. And with black pudding, what they do is, I don't know how they make it, but they add all of these spices to the blood, and then they kind of put it into like a sausage form, and then they chop it up and fry it. And I have to say, it is beautiful. It's really nice. And everybody kind of, you know, you don't want to think about what it is, but if you knew what went into half the food you buy, you wouldn't want to eat it. But certainly, blood pudding is nice. And it's very similar to a Scottish dish called haggis. Have you heard of haggis?
Oh, yeah.
But I love haggis, too. I don't know. Maybe I just love food too much. But.
Well, you know, when you do the history of some of these foods, even, you know, my grandfather used to eat, we're going to gross a lot of people out right now, but my grandfather used to eat, like, lamb brain. You know, it would come a half a lamb head and everything.
Lovely.
Right? Yeah, I know, doesn't it? But these guys ate this stuff. These people ate this stuff because it came out of necessity. They wasted nothing. They had to find ways to cook pretty much anything because they didn't have an abundance.
Exactly.
You know, so, yeah.
I went to Spain a few years ago, and I was eating this local delicacy, and when they told me what it was, and it was a part of a bull's anatomy, I was like, it tasted lovely, but don't tell me what it is,
all right.
You know?
Yeah, right now I'm sitting with my legs crossed going, ugh.
Exactly.
Anyway.
I'm glad they told me after, not before.
Oh, God. All right, let's move on. I can't handle it. So, hey, Donald Trump made a big splash in Davos, whatever they're calling it.
Yes, he did.
But, I mean, I just love it. But the left, so the right is looking at this, and you see the people going around the table, and they're talking about, who they are, you know, the different heads of the different companies, and, you know, telling him what they've got going on. And it seemed like, you know, hey, this is what we're doing. We appreciate you being here kind of thing. The left, the only thing that they can hang on is the fact that Donald Trump is not a globalist. He doesn't want to, you know, he believes in America only. What is he doing at that event? Why is he even there? And I'm going, boy, see, this is my proof that you guys will not care at all about what he does. What he does, good, bad, or indifferent, only the bad, actually. But they don't care about what he's done right. He can't win, huh?
Absolutely. And you know, it became very apparent this week for me when I saw on the news and in social media that, forgive me, I don't remember the percentage, but apparently tourism is down in the United States because of how people see Donald Trump. And I'm very good at breaking things down. Now, when you think about it, the media has spent the last two or three years making Donald Trump to be, you know, the worst thing since I don't know what. And now it's coming to bite them in the bottom. And now Donald Trump is to blame for the fact that tourism is down, but they have made the world think that Donald Trump is bad. And so people don't want to come to America because they've made Donald Trump is bad. Donald Trump is to blame for that. And I think something has to change because it's rather sad for me, as an American, when I see that the left hates, Donald Trump more than they love America. And you know, you have to admit, when Barack Obama was in power, we didn't seek to destroy him or to destroy what he was doing to the point where we made America worse, and that's what they're doing right now.
Well, they're going to take him down. They're going to try to take him down at any cost. They're not looking for what's right for America. They think it's right for America, but you know they don't realize exactly what they're doing. I did the numbers the other night, and I think in 2017, it was 90-some-odd% of the stories that were done on Donald Trump or done period were done in a negative light on Donald Trump, and the other 8 or 10% or whatever it worked out to be, you know, because there were a couple stories that were kind of neutral. But the other 8 or 10% were some minor things that he did over the last year that they were in line with. They thought was a good thing to do. So again, if they think it's right, then they're gonna. It's not journalism. It's now opinion. They're all opinion shows, right?
Right. Of course, there is no true journalism anymore, and the only true journalism there is are shows like yours and mine and Andrea Kay, you know, independent media that is actually saying it how it is, because we're not paid to be biased by certain organizations. I mean, George Soros has actually spent more money over the past 4 years, kind of doing Donald Trump down and maligning him in order to further his globalist agenda. And that bothers me. But what bothers me even more is that people are so stupid to believe it. You know, this is why I started doing my show, Joe, because, you know, I was a Democrat and I questioned everything I was told. And I think we should all do that, you know, Democrat, Republican, whatever. Go and check your facts. Go and check your research. There was a story this week that was floating around. Some of my Democrat friends sent to me and said, oh, you're Donald, because he's my Donald now, apparently, has put a 30% tax on solar energy. And I'm like, well, let me go research this for you, and I'll tell you exactly what happened. What Donald Trump actually did was put a 30% increase on solar panel imports and so that it would favor those that were made in the United States. So that they could get tax breaks for those people that were making them in the United States to encourage economic growth in the United States.
Oh my God!
But it was.
Oh my God! You told the whole story. Oh my God! Yeah, it's amazing. Whenever you speak the truth, whenever you tell these people really what's going on, somehow, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, it freaks them out. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Sandy Gibbs stays with us. He'll be with us on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I guess you can sum it up in 2 words.
What's that?
Get involved.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style, but no one else.
I ain't singing. Don't even try.
But then his number came up and he was gone.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved in the conversation as a whole. But let's get back to it. You know, Xander Gibb, always have a good time when he's on. Many of you ask me on a regular basis what's going on with him. Well, listen up and you'll find out. All right, he's back. I'm back. We're all, hopefully you're back, too. That would be good. Otherwise, we're talking to ourselves. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. I love when he's on the show because we hit a myriad of stories and topics and things that are going on. And he gives me the viewpoint from on the other side of the pond, right? Isn't that what they call it? Anyway, Xander, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. It is a pleasure, sir.
All right, so how is England portraying Mr. Trump? Because I know that it seems to be like a love-hate relationship between him and the English Prime Minister.
I think it kind of is, but I'm hoping that it's going to change because, you know, Donald Trump kind of said today that what he wanted to do was to, you know, improve Anglo-American relations, and, you know, we wanted there to be a lot more business between the two countries. And it's really kind of hard to do that because, you know, I'm totally with the Donalds. You know, I think countries that disrespect us, why should we help them? Why should we do anything for them? But he's going out of his way to have a relationship with Theresa May and the British people. And I think the concern is, for me, that, you know, I go back to what I was just saying about the media has spent the past few years painting Donald Trump in a certain light. And so now we're reaping the benefits of what they've done. And over here, I'm forever having to defend Donald Trump and correct stories that are out there that are actually just not true. And I don't mind doing it because, you know, I support the guy. He's not perfect, but, you know, I still support him. He's still my president, even though I'm across the pond. But the thing is, for me, ultimately,
America,
the British people are basing their opinion of Donald Trump on stories that are kind of based upon research from CNN. And that kind of concerns me. If you're a British journalist and you're going to CNN to base your story, then you're definitely looking in the wrong direction.
Is there a Fox equivalent on European TV?
No, not really.
Wow.
Well, there is. Yeah, it's called Channel 4. And Channel 4 in the UK is just so, it's just so liberal. You know, like every night there's a program on trans people or a program on how wonderful the Muslim community is. And, you know, the majority of the Muslim community are wonderful, but we don't need this spoon fed to us 24/7. Let us make up our own mind.
Well, look, and I'm not trying to insult anybody listening, but I'm sitting in the dentist's office this morning, and I'm watching the show about the... No, it's one of those morning shows. You know, I couldn't get up and change it, but it was one of those morning shows, local television, and they talk about all the accomplishments of this, some Olympic, I think it was a skier or something, and they're all the things that he had to overcome and all this, and you know, family wasn't rich, and anyway... And at the very end, with everything that this kid had been through, his biggest hurdle, his biggest challenge, and the reason he's an American hero, is because he recently came out as gay. Okay? And I'm thinking to myself, okay, in today's environment, forgive me, and you tell me if I'm wrong here, coming out as gay today is nothing like it was 30, 40, or 50 years ago, correct?
No. Absolutely not. I mean, you know, I'm not going to give away my age, but, you know, when I was 18 and it came out, it was a much bigger deal than it is today. You know, and it was a couple of decades ago that I came out as gay. But, you know, I have to say, as you get older, it's not that high on your list of achievements, really. It's the high point of your achievements in life are coming out as gay. I mean, forget it, brother. You know, going do drag or something.
I'm sitting there thinking, you know, till I got to that point, I'm going, wow, okay, that kid had to work hard. Okay, that kid had to, oh my God, that's a lot. And then they get to that, I'm thinking, all right, so what does that mean? Like everything, all those struggles before that were no big deal. It was, you know, I don't know. It was one of those little rubs where you go, okay, again, right? Okay, anyhow. Little side jaunt for me there. Hey, are you surprised that the DOJ got all the... Look at all those texts that were lost. There were 5,000 texts lost. They couldn't get them back. They must have heard me say, hey, send them over to me. I'll get them back. Because the DOJ seems to be able to have found them all.
Yeah.
Which I love it.
Yeah, I do. And the funny thing is, you know, I saw some clips this week of Barack Obama kind of trying to distance himself from Hillary Clinton. I mean, come on, Baz, it's too late to, you know, tiptoe backwards away and whistle, you know, Dixie, because the thing is that you're complicit in all of this, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he knew that this was going on. And to say that the first time he knew she was working on a private server was absolutely ridiculous. Because, you know, Joe, if I send you an email, it says from Xander at XanderGibbs.com. So you know where that has come from.
Yeah.
But there's almost a kind of irony in this for me, because everybody is too willing to say how wonderful Barack Obama is and that he was the greatest president ever. And, you know, my response is always like, which wine club was he the president of? Because it certainly wasn't the greatest president of the United States of America. But it's coming out now, all of this that he did, you know, the shadow stuff with regards to Donald Trump. This guy is dangerous. This guy is just treasonous traitor.
He's a thug.
And he's not good for America.
He is a thug. He's the same kind of thug. You know, that's how they did things in Chicago. That's how they do things in the underworld of New York and Boston and New Jersey. You know, this is, they ran that government like they ran, they iron-fisted the city of Chicago. It's not that hard to figure out if you just pay a little bit of attention. But
let me ask you this, Joe. Do you think they're ever going to bring these people to justice? Because I, you know, as a law-abiding American citizen, you know, that's not living in America right now, but it really pains me to think that there is a two-tier judiciary.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
you know, you can be put in jail for stealing a pack of smoke. But these people did all of these things in the name of, you know, in the name of the Democratic Party, and they get away with that.
Well,
you know,
because listen, think about how sick this is. Their ideology, their way of life, their way of thinking is so pure, so sure, so right, that it's okay for them. to do right. these things so that so they can get us, us poor little lost souls, in line, right?
Yeah, I it's kind of concerning. I mean, I actually heard Barack Obama defending Hillary Clinton, saying, you know, well, she was a wonderful public, you know, public. She's had a wonderful public service. No, actually, what it was is self-service, because when public servants are ending up as multimillionaires, there's something wrong. The ideology always was that you go and do it for a period of time, and then you go back to do whatever job you were doing before. You know, my friend who was a senator. He was a senator for time, and then he went back and did what he was doing before. Is he a multimillionaire? Absolutely not. You know, he did what he did to serve his state, you know, and thank you very much for that, Senator. But when you've got people like, you know, Wiggy Waters, who's a multimillionaire and has got all these tax breaks for her husband, et cetera, it's infuriating, because that, to me, is corruption. It's corruption.
You're so right. And look at this. I want to jump back over the pond again. Theresa May, you know, she is portrayed a little bit of a buffoon here in the news, which is really funny, because she's not a staunch conservative. You would think the news here would just,
no.
just love on her. But is she really not too bright?
I don't know if it's that she's not too bright, but it's more to do with she has her own agenda. And I'll give you an example. You know, she was anti-Brexit. She was anti-Great Britain leaving the European Union. And now her party, she is in charge of spearheading that leaving of the European Union. And she's doing it so slowly that it's apparent that she really doesn't want it to happen. But let me tell you this, Joe, seeing this from an international perspective, true conservatism and British conservatism are two different things. Margaret Thatcher, she was a true conservative, I have to say. Didn't like all her decisions, didn't totally agree with her on everything, but she was a true conservative. But Theresa May, she's a liberal. She's a total liberal posing as a conservative. And that is the issue as far as I'm concerned.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about Mr. Farrakhan. He's in the news again. And, you know, remember the most transparent president in administration? Yeah. Okay. We'll see how that works out on the other side of the break. And always fun to catch them lying in their own game. I'm Joe Bastien, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes, I promise. Don't go far.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's just get to it, right? Because I know you didn't come here to hear me. Seriously. Okay, we're back at it with Xander Gibb. I always love when Xander's on with me. And Xander, you know, I really, you know, we're not Hollywood kiss-kiss kind of thing. I really do like having you on with me. You know, I hate the Hollywood phonies. I get the biggest kick when I go to some events, and you just know they can't stand each other. But
yeah,
the cameras,
the total
on, you know?
Kiss-kiss, hug-hug, and lift your right leg just a little as you just... Yeah, I'm not built that way. There are people I ignore at events. I mean, you know, if you see me at an event and you've messed with me and I turn my head away, you know, don't say hello. Definitely. probably don't say hello.
Well, you wouldn't shrug your head at Farrakhan. I mean, because really, I mean, Obama gave him props and all that. I was telling you during the break the story about there's a picture that has surfaced with Farrakhan and Obama, and it isn't like they're at a special event and they're just shaking hands and how you doing. No, they're hanging out together. So the photographer who took the picture apparently was called by Farrakhan's people shortly thereafter and said, "Hey, that picture doesn't go anywhere. We want the chip. We want that picture." So the photographer kept the picture, kept a copy for himself because he said it's my artwork. It's what I do. And he gave the other one to them, and he recently released it. And I was thinking, weren't they the most transparent? Wasn't he going to be the most transparent president, most transparent elected official ever? And this goes all the way back to his days as a senator in Chicago. Thuggery, right? Back to that whole mafia thuggery kind of attitude, right?
Yeah, and I think when people are telling you who they are, you have to really listen. Let's face it, look at the attitude of his pastor from church. I mean, does that not tell you? If I went to a church where my pastor was either anti-black or anti-white, I would be going to a different church. So, who you surround yourself with tells you so much about who you are. And the thing is, at the end of the day, if you can allow, send your complaints to xandragibbidi.com, but if you can allow the Muslim Brotherhood, and we know the kind of things that they're known for, to visit the White House, is something concerning for me.
Well, he did it in the open, though. He did it, transparently. I mean, I don't know. But anyway, you know what I'm saying. It's just amazing. It's constantly amazing the hypocritical stance that the Democrats take, that the far left takes with this stuff. They're against unequal pay for women, yet on the average, Democrats pay their women, females on their staff, 21% less than they pay the men doing exactly the same job. But they're for equal pay, right? When it comes to sexual harassment, you look down the list of the sexual harassers or those that have been accused of sexual harassment, the Dems outnumber the Republicans easily 2-1, and then most of the time they're covered up for it. It's not even that they're actually just fired. They're covered up for and moved along. Hillary was just recently, it came out that Hillary protected one of her campaign people, one of her higher-up staffers.
No, surely not. Hillary Clinton protected someone that was accused of rape. I don't know how she got that experience. I really don't.
Coach, I was going to say, see, you stole my thunder on. She had a lot of practice, covering up for Billy Bob.
And so, for sure.
Oh, and they gave this guy an office with a woman back in 2008, and he repeatedly sexually harassed her. She repeatedly complained about it.
Wow.
He was massaging his shoulders when they were working late. He was, at one point, he gave her a kiss on the forehead, and they're like, he's got to stop this, and she covered for him. She fought for him to stay on her team.
I am so surprised. I am, so taken aback that she would do that. But it doesn't matter because he wasn't the sitting president.
Oh,
it does not matter.
Yeah, that's it.
That's absolutely fine. You can do whatever you please, and if it's in the past, it doesn't matter. Even the recent accusations about the president and some porn star or whatever she is was before he was the president. And if it happened, his wife was forgiven.
No,
why is it anybody's business?
This is great, though. Listen. But he was a married man when he did it. That's what they're saying. Think about this.
So is Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah, you better watch
it. So is Bill Clinton. Do you know the problem? The real problem is that there was that Stormy Waters didn't get a cigar to take away. That's the problem.
Oh, you're sick. You're a sick man. No, but
is it Stormy Waters? Stormy
something.
Stormy,
sure.
Weather.
But you look at this stuff and you have to say to yourself, it is so blatant. Why doesn't their rank? Why doesn't their rank and file see it? I mean, it is. You can't get any more blatant than that, right?
I don't know why they don't see it. And I think that they think that both the left and the right are as equally, kind of mesmerized by it. But I'm not. I'm more than willing to point out Donald Trump's failures, faux pas, and any of these things. I'm just not willing to dwell on them. you know, what is the point?
Yeah.
If you can't even acknowledge them and move along, what are we trying to do here, really?
Well, look at, what is it, I've never been through one, but I know people have. I mean, the 12, alcohol's 12-step program. I mean, step number yep. one is you have to admit you have a problem or you can't fix
yes.
it, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
I mean, when you go back to the race for the White House, you know, the last one, and Hillary Clinton saying how pro women she was, and it was just hilarious. How can you say you're pro women when you threatened women into silence? And you know, I'm mesmerized by it. Really, if you're willing to accept this kind of dishonesty. I mean, didn't we have a lucky break, but really?
She believes it to be truth, though. It's not. It's not. It's not so much that it's. God, they believe it to be truth. That's the scary part about it with these issues. They believe it all to be truth.
So it's only a lie if you believe it's a lie. Is that the premise we're working on?
No, for
now?
Them.
Right. Yeah, because I weigh 110 pounds and based upon that show. And that's where I'm sticking. You know, I'm 110 pounds and I'm 35 years old. So, you know.
No, listen, there was a guy on Fox today that, I mean, for the first time in my life, I would have strangled. If I was in the studio with him, I probably would have strangled him because he went down this whole thing about how we have to let this play out. We have to let this this Russian investigation play out. And all the Republicans are doing and putting up, you know, putting up obstacles and roadblocks. And I'm thinking, where were you during the email scandal, right? You were the guy that was screaming, there's nothing here, we've been at it, we've already spent, you know, $3 million of taxpayer money, we need to shut it down, nothing to find. Really, seriously. So when it came against your beloved, lovely Hillary, you didn't want this investigation to go on longer than 2 weeks, but now when it comes to Trump, we're sticking with it till we find something.
Well, you know, Donald Trump, you know, gave so much documentation, et cetera, to, you know, the Mueller investigation. But Hillary, you know, she flushed hers, she bleached hers. So who is the transparent person in all of this? Because it certainly ain't Hillary Clinton.
I can't. You know, what keeps me busy is that trying to, you know, doing that pro and con thing, right? You know, them and us kind of thing. Because you look again when the Democrats are trying to expose, like with the FBI. Look what they're doing. They're spinning this that we're going after the FBI agents. I've not said anything about this.
No.
And a matter of fact,
no.
I know a few agents who are irritated with the upper echelon of people because they
absolutely
consider themselves clean and above this garbage. That's got to be demoralizing.
But isn't it very typically liberal to kind of twist this? You know, Donald Trump has never once said that this is FBI agents that are at fault. You know, he's basically said, and as we've all said, that for a period of time, the leadership of the FBI became politicized. And what they did was they based their decisions on their political affiliations rather than the law. And the whole point with the FBI is that, you know, we have laws, we have statutes, and that is what we should base these things on. Not how much we like the person, not how much we agree with the person, but the law. That's what it comes back to every time. But I don't blame, I salute the FBI. The FBI do a very difficult job, just like the police. It's not them that are at fault when their leadership is faulty. It's the leadership that's the problem.
I wish they could figure that out. I would never blame the FBI agents. Most of them do what they're told to do. Most of them are working hard, you know, on the bank robberies, kidnappings, and crime, you know, underworld crime. I get all of that. But think about that, you know, they're spinning it that us conservatives who constantly fight for the men in blue are now ripping them apart and going, man, you couldn't make this any more disingenuous, you know?
No, you couldn't. But let's face it, they don't have a leg to stand on unless they're spinning all of this. And unfortunately, I say it every week, there are far too many stupid people out there that are willing to believe it. And ultimately, well, you know, you have to choose. If you're listening to this show right now and you're living in the United States, you have to decide whether you love your country more than you dislike the decisions of the president, because he ain't going anywhere. Let's face it. And I think 7 years is a long time to be bitter.
Well, hey, tell people where they can find you, get more information about you.
You can find me at zandragibb.com or any local pizza joint in the UK. Well, not pizza, because the pizza's not very good, but, you know, fish and chips or anything like that. And the show will be back in a couple of weeks, Joe. We'll be starting...
You know what? Xander will be back in a couple of weeks. Check out his Facebook page or zandragibb.com. I'm Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up. Don't go far. Look, there's still some real crazy things going on we haven't talked about yet. We'll be right back.